false friends. The other day, I was in my bank. Handing over a cheque to my bank manager, she asked me to sign it on the backside. Where I come from, we sign cheques on the back. Backsides are for sitting on. Equally, when we run out of cheques, we don't become the new cheques, we get them. These classic errors are called false friends because they sound and look safe for us to use. So before we all have a laugh at somebody else's expense, let's just ask ourselves how many times we have fallen for the same trick. So for a start, it's not a graphic, it's a diagram. And the advertisement doesn't have a motive, it has a motif. Then again, you didn't get a credit from your bank. That was a loan. And the information is not actual, it's current. Take another example. Your ID card. It's not guilty. It's valid. And you don't spend your friend a coffee. You buy him one. The TV station didn't send that documentary. It showed it. You're not looking for an engaged member of staff. What you want is a committed one. However, the committed staff member may or may not happen to be engaged, depending on the ups and downs of their love life at the time. And you don't have a date with your dentist at 10 on a Monday morning. Unless, of course, you find them simply irresistible. What you have, probably, is an appointment. As you can see, false friends can make an ass of us, even when our grammar is word perfect. At best, we merely confuse our listeners. At worst, we give them something good to laugh at. Even the translators at work on the Maastricht Treaty made the mistake of treating eventual and eventuel as true friends. And of course, we had eventually a single currency, and not a possible one.